Hi, Sheldon. Sean Kelly and John DeShazer with NewOrleansSaints.com. Congratulations. I'm sure it is a big, big night for you and your family.
It is. It is. I'm truly blessed to be in this position.
Tell me about your evening and how it progressed until the Saints made that phone call to you to select you at number 12 overall.
Obviously, had, tons of family, friends over, just gathered around, the TV, watching everything unfold. And, I just remember standing in the kitchen and had my phone on the counter, saw it, heard it vibrate and looked down and saw 504, and I knew it was New Orleans. And I picked up and, heard those words, we're going to take you with this next pick. And, the place erupted, so to speak, and it's been a great moment since, and I haven't come down from that high yet.
Sheldon, a lot of times, there's about 100,000 mock drafts out there. Everybody tries to match up teams with who they think they're going to pick at number 12 right. or number 10, 11, whatever. There were a lot of them that had you going to the Saints, and I guess they nailed it. So did you have an inkling, or were you thinking all along New Orleans, or did you even pay attention to any of those mock drafts?
I saw them, but, I've learned just by watching drafts over the years, you don't pay any attention to those things. There's guys that are projected top five that, end up in the third round, and there's guys who are projected fifth round that end up, in the first round. So it was one of those things that, you take it with a grain of salt. You don't have any expectations, and you're just happy wherever you end up. And, I am. I'm happy where I ended up and just ready to get there and play ball now.
How many times did you meet with Sean Payton, Mickey Loomis, and their staffs? Did it go back to the Senior Bowl, and then from where?
I met with those guys at the Senior Bowl. Spoke with them briefly at the Combine, and that was it. Hadn't really had too much contact. I know them and my agents have been in contact a bit, but aside from that, I hadn't had too much contact with them or anybody, really, so to speak.
Your experience as a starter over the last two seasons, what did that mean to you and your development as you get ready now to take the jump to the NFL?
It helped a lot. I played the most plays out of everyone on defense, especially along the defensive line. Just growing as a player, the more you play, the more you're able to pick up on certain things, and the more you're able to understand what offenses are trying to attack and what your weaknesses are as a defense. So I think, me starting over the last couple of years kind of made me more of a student of the game, even more than I already was, so to speak.
Sheldon, I know this is easy to say in hindsight, but is this a perfect fit for you in terms of a team with a need and you being able to provide that need that they have?
I'm just looking to come in and contribute any way I can. Obviously they thought highly of me, highly enough of me to pick me where they selected me. So, I'm just going to go in and be the player they need me to be. Do everything to my ability to contribute in any way possible, get along with the rest of the team, the veterans, earn their respect, earn the coach's respect, and go out and help this team win.
Sheldon, just tell us about your ability to get to the quarterback. That's a rare commodity for most defensive tackles. We saw you had 8 sacks last year at Louisville, but that's a rare commodity for defensive tackles. Not really an expectation for a lot of them, but you appear to be a guy who's able to get to the quarterback and get him on the ground.
Right. It's something I've kind of always hung my hat on. Going back to my first couple of years, you can look back and most of my production was on third downs and, on passing downs when I was asked to get after the quarterback. So it's something I've always been able to do. Obviously, stepping into a starter's role over the past couple of years, I was able to, to maximize that and come away with some good numbers rushing and passing. Now, obviously, going on, to the next level is going to be, a difference of competition, so to speak. So, just going to continue to improve on all those aspects of my game.
Are you a guy who is capable of sliding out to the edge on occasion?
I think so. I think I've done it, in my college career. I don't know if they'll ask me to do that in New Orleans, but, whatever they ask me to do, I'll do to the best of my ability.
Sheldon, give me something that perhaps does not show up on film, or it's hard to show in a format like the Senior Bowl. Something that you and your team of people wanted to make sure that NFL teams knew about you, whether it be an intangible or a technique that you have. Is there something that you want us to know, want Saints fans to know about what you possibly will bring here early in your career?
I think the one thing is, you know, football IQ. You know, maybe on tape you're not able to see that. You know, I'm able to recognize what a team is trying to do. I'm able to recognize formations and different shifts and things like that to put myself and the defense in a better position, you know, to be successful on that down.
Sheldon, is there any way or anything in your past can help you gauge what it will be like to play in a city like New Orleans where New Orleans Saints football is basically a second religion for a lot of people?
No, so that's just one of those things you have to experience. You know, obviously, never playing at this level, coming in as a high draft pick, you know, it's going to be a great experience. You know, I always have to go in there, put my nose down and go to work, and I'm looking forward to it.
Are you going to allow yourself to celebrate in any way when you hang up the phone with us?
Definitely. I'm going to take it in with the family and, you know, just kind of sit around and, you know, just kind of watch the rest of the draft and just relax, you know. Obviously, you know, I still have, friends and things like that. You're still waiting to hear their names called, so I'll, you know, sit around, watch, and see who else gets picked and things like that. But I'm definitely going to enjoy this with the people who've always been there for me.
Something tells me you're not going to be the only rookie on the defensive side of the football by the time the weekend is over for the New Orleans Saints. You'll have some company here in the early going. Sheldon, congratulations. Enjoy the rest of the night with family and friends. We're eager to see you here in New Orleans. I know you'll be here soon enough, but enjoy this moment. It's awfully special.